In the United States, there are three styles of carving: Country Fair, Philadelphia, and Coney Island. Each style is dramatically different, so identifying them is an easy task. The Country Fair style pieces were created to be the workhorses of the carousel world. These animals were often the showpieces of traveling carousels. Country Fair style pieces are smaller in body size to help with transport, and less detailed, as these are the carousels that traveled from town to town. Though they do not have ornate detail, these animals must still be carefully crafted. For example, some horses will have the ear carved into the mane rather than extending from the body, so that they would not break off during transport. Ornamentation on all but the outside row of animals was sparse, except on what is called the romance side of the pieces, because it would not survive the constant moving. In the Philadelphia style, the pieces were regal and stately, with the most realistic features. Many patriotic details were included: bald eagles, American flags, or military roached manes were frequently used themes for which the Philadelphia style is best known. Visitors are drawn to the Philadelphia style because it is so lifelike. We joke that if we fed them an apple, they would eat it. The third style of carving is the Coney Island style. Think about Coney Island and visualize the bright lights and glitz. This style is born of the converging of several historical factors. European immigrants would carve with newfound freedoms afforded in their new American home. The invention of Thomas Edison's electric light was used to reflect and highlight gemstones, mirrors, and 23-karat gold leaf, and attracted riders of all ages. A rising middle class had the time and money to spend at places like Coney Island, with its bright lights, glitz, glamour, and excited buzz. That over-the-top energy is represented in the Coney Island-style carvings. Flair, gems, and mirrors, all vying to reflect the new invention of electricity and newfound freedoms of the riders and carvers themselves.